Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, wyll.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The European Union and the United States announced today that they have agreed to pursue talks aimed at achieving an overarching transatlantic free trade deal. The 27-country EU said such an agreement would be the biggest bilateral trade deal ever negotiated and could boost the EU's economic output by 0.5%. The goal would be to remove import tariffs, which average 4%, and reduce the approval process that businesses have to go through in order to sell products on both sides of the Atlantic. Initial talks should start by summer and cover a huge array of commercial and agricultural areas. John Deere and Company today says its first quarter net income leaped 22% as it sold more farm machines for higher prices. Deere says it earned $649.7 million in the quarter ending January 31st, or $1.65 per share. Revenue rose almost 10% to $7.42 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,002. That's the highest level in this year. It's down 15.63 points from the high made earlier today. The NASDAQ, 3,191, is up 5.25. The S&P 500 at 1520 is up 1.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Some beneficial moisture occurred across a part of the U.S. southern plains yesterday, and that storm system is working its way through the lower parts of the Midwest this morning and will continue to do so throughout the day today. The storm system produced anywhere from 2/10 to 7/10 of an inch of moisture in portions of Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, benefiting some of the winter wheat country out there and setting the stage for perhaps a little bit of an improvement in early season crop development potential as we get into the warmer season later this month, more likely next month. The precipitation needs to be obviously supplemented with additional moisture, and this isn't a drought-busting event, but it was certainly welcome. Snow accumulations across the region range from 3 to 9 inches, and it looks as though the snow will melt and all of it will likely be absorbed into the ground just simply because there's no frost in the ground to speak of, and the area will likely see that improvement that I mentioned before. Now, as the storm system continues to work its way eastward, we'll find ourselves looking at an environment here where a little bit of rainfall and a little bit of snow may work its way through the lower Ohio River Basin area. I doubt seriously we'll see much in the way of significant accumulation of snowfall, but there may be a little bit, and the precipitation will likely be a lot lighter than that which occurred yesterday in parts of Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle. Nevertheless, it's moisture for the region that will likely maintain wet conditions in that part of the Midwest. At the same time, there's a new storm system coming in from Canada that will impact the Dakotas and Minnesota and eventually across Wisconsin over to Michigan, and we'll likely see that storm system producing light snowfall in quite a few locations. Accumulations will likely run from 1 to 3 inches and some local totals may be getting upwards close to 5 inches, and that will be mostly in North Dakota, though. Northern and eastern parts of the state and maybe a few counties in portions of Minnesota may see the greater amounts. This storm system, though, will likely be fast-moving and will not impact the Midwest outside of the northern areas. There will be some breezy conditions that will occur behind the system, and that will be pushing more cold air into the heart of the Midwest. Snow flurries or snow showers will likely occur in the southernmost parts of the region as the colder air arrives, but there will not be any accumulative snow of significance. This particular cold air mass will be closely monitored by the citrus industry because it does look as though cold air will be settling into the southeastern portion of the U.S., and by Sunday morning, there will be a risk of some frost and freeze conditions in Florida Peninsula. And if this cold air mass is viable enough and intense enough, we may end up seeing a risk to the crop down there, since some of the citrus trees are actually flowering right now and would be more vulnerable to such conditions if they do occur. Well, back in the heart of the Midwest, the forecast does leave us relatively dry once the cold air is in place, but as soon as the cold air starts to abate, we'll have an opportunity for more precipitation across the region. Another disturbance coming in from Canada will impact the northern parts of the Midwest as we get into the early part of next week, while a new low-pressure system forming in eastern Texas will likely work its way through the Delta and into the lower Midwest and likely produce a wintry mix of precipitation during the early to middle part of next week. That storm system will be closely monitored for some travel issues, but it will also maintain wet conditions across a big part of the lower eastern Midwest, the Delta, and the Tennessee River Basin. Temperatures in the Midwest over these next couple of days will trend cooler. We'll look for highs today in the 30s and 40s with a few lower 50s in the south. Tomorrow we'll start seeing some single digits and teens in the northwestern part of the region, while we'll still be in the 40s and 50s across the southern and eastern areas. But all of that cold air will overrun the entire region by the time we get into the weekend, and the afternoon temperatures will be limited to the teens and 20s north and 20s and 30s in the south, with some lows at night possibly going below zero in the northwestern parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We'll take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300, and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. And fair warning to you, we have just a handful of tickets left for sale. So if you have been thinking about going to this event but haven't registered yet, you might want to go ahead and call today, 217-333-7300. Once we're out of tickets, it's a sellout, and we won't be able to take any on-site registrations the day of the event. Let's go ahead and look at the electronic trade as it lines up right now. In Kansas City, March wheat 778 and three quarters, up three quarters. March wheat in Chicago, 732 and a quarter, up a quarter. March corn, 694 and a half, down one and three quarters. July, 682 and three quarters, down four and a quarter. December, 562 and a half, down a half. March beans, 1414, down six and three quarters. July, 1392 and a half, down eight and a half. November, 1270 and three quarters, down five and a quarter. March soybean meal, 407.80, down 250. March soybean oil, 50.95, down 15 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you.
The air continues to leak out of the corn tire.
Well, it does, but I think the general think right now this morning is maybe we've turned a corner. I know the Paris wheat was down about a dime last night, but has recovered a little. And our markets have basically turned from pretty significant losses to minor gains in the wheat, and corn's only down a couple of cents. As we see the end of the index fund roll today, I think that might be a little bit of incentive for somebody to step up and gain some ownership.
Well, the interesting thing is this has also impacted the bull spreads.
It certainly has, and I think realistically, you know, they were basically selling the front month, buying the deferreds. Once that's abated, I think the commercial entities will probably come in and establish some length.
We have some more major index fund rolling for a couple of days. Does that impact it one way or another?
I think most of the index fund roll ends today, and I would say the next feature that the markets are going to have to encounter is going to be the March delivery process coming up in a couple of weeks. I think there's quite a bit of open interest in the corn that probably needs to be mitigated, and we'll watch and see how that shakes out.
I think producers And traders are also going to be interested to see what the ethanol grind is today.
Certainly. I think the expectation is for it to be off a little bit, but I'd say that the inventory levels are probably not going to see much of a build.
Turn your attention to soybeans. What do you see there today?
Pretty good weather for the foreseeable future in South America. Still big lineups at the ports for export loadings. I would say that we should be able to turn a corner, but I'll see the crush numbers at the end of the week.
I'll tell you what, it's self-fulfilling prophecies. Everybody is already talking about, a level of maybe 1248.
You know, realistically, I think the beans could rebound appreciably. 1248 to the downside right now, I don't really see it. I think realistically, we've got a lot of weather ahead of us. This year's production season is going to be really dicey.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn at 694 even, down 2.25. July, 682.25, down 4.75. December at 562 is down 1. March soybeans, 14.14.5, down 6.25. July, 13.93, down 8. November's 12.72, down 4. March soybean meal, 408.30, down $2. March soybean oil, 50.95, down 15 cents. February live cattle, 125.65, down 40. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.